Now, back to Living Today. Heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Now, once again, here's your host, Sharice Irons.
Good morning once again, Marilyn, and welcome back to Living Today. This is your host, CEO and founder, Sharice Irons of Irons Group, LLC. So we're going to continue speaking this morning about the four P's. Last segment, I talked a lot about prayer and the impact it's had on my life. And for the ladies out there, as women, what I said the last segment was, if you're just joining us, that in order for you to really discover what your purpose is, what you've been called to do, you really need to be in direct contact with the creator of our universe. And for me, that is God. And he is with me. He's my source. And he's the one that directed me and directs my path every single day. And so we talked about prayer and the significance of that and how it helps you to discover your purpose. Because once you're praying and you're communicating with God, you know, he will tell you and direct you into what you're supposed to be doing. So let's talk about purpose. We talked about purpose in our first segment as being the objective, the goal, the thing that you're doing that really drives you. It's what makes you, you know, you get emotional about it. You're excited. It brings you joy and peace in your space when you are doing this thing. So once you begin to have a relationship with God and converse, he will give you the answer to your purpose. It's that big question you ask. Mark Twain said the most important days in your life are the days you were born and the day when you find out why. And that's huge, right? Why are we here? A lot of times, you know, what have you been called to do? Have you figured out why you're here? Did you know that knowing your purpose gives you confidence and stability? Do you listen to your inner voice? So we have an inner voice that space inside of ourselves where we know that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing because you feel it. We are, you know, we're beings, we're human beings. We have feelings and emotions, but that inner voice, sometimes we don't listen to the inner voice. Now, imagine if I would not have listened to the voice of God telling me, move to Maryland, take this step. And that inner voice and that says, yes, Sharice, this is a good plan. Imagine where would I be today? I don't even want to know because I've learned to listen and really tune in to that voice when it's being directed to me. So think about the reason why you're here. What is that thing that drives you, that makes you feel so much passion, which will be the next thing we'll talk about in a little while, but that will make you feel so much passion. Because once you know what it is, you are confident and you are stable. Because you have a foundation, nothing can deter you from that purpose. No obstacle, no tragedy, no trial, no tribulation, nothing will deter you from that. And one of the things I love, a John Maxwell quote that he uses all the time, something that he says, and he does this motion with his hands where he says, everything worthwhile is uphill. And I remember the first time I saw him do that, because it's really different. When you see a visual to that, you know you're having to chase your purpose, and whatever your purpose is, you're going to be in motion towards that purpose. And you're going to have challenges and there are going to be obstacles. So don't get me wrong, there will be obstacles as you move toward that purpose, but you just have to remember that everything worthwhile is uphill. If you have an end goal, an end game, you can visualize it. I know we talk a lot about vision boards. I'm not really sure if people understand what that is. In the Bible, it talks about, you know, write your vision down and make it plain, and it needs to be visible to you. There's a reason why we have visions and you see things. If you're someone who dreams a lot, you see things in your dreams. If you're that person, maybe you're someone who, you know, you could see it without it being in a dream. You could visualize that space. It's when that's your purpose. It's when you know you're on the right path. And the more challenges you face, I find, is when you know you're definitely heading in the right direction, ladies. The more the challenges, the more the obstacles is how you know that you're headed in the right direction. So it amazes me how many people, no matter their age, have no idea what their purpose is. The day when I figured out my purpose, there was a piece that I can't even explain it to you. Once I knew what I was supposed to be doing, there was just a piece that came over me. And as I mentioned before, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a journalist and be able to broadcast from all around the world about the different things that were going on in the world. And it wasn't just about, you know, yes, I just want to be on TV. That part of it was cool, but it really wasn't about that for me. It was the ability to be able to share and inform people as to what is happening in our world, that we wouldn't become so comfortable and caught up in our own things that we wouldn't necessarily see it. I know the media has a bad rap. You know, there are people who it's all negative news and, you know, this and that. But that's their job is to inform us. Imagine our world without the media. Think about what would happen if we had no information coming from whether that's radio, television, social media, whatever you want to call it. What would that be like if we had no information about what was happening? The media was designed and created to, I know we have three branches of government, but when I learned about the media in college, the media was really that arm of our system to really keep everything in check and in line, to make sure that we knew what was going on, make sure that our representatives and our politicians and the people that were supposed to be speaking on our behalf in those voted, that we voted for them, would be able to keep attention. Because if you remember in history, I remember there was a book called The Jungle that was written about the atrocities that were happening in those meatpacking plants back in the day. You know, a long time ago. So imagine if there was no way to check that, to inform and let us know. We wouldn't be here today, right? So I really wanted to do that when I was a child. And now, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I became a mom and I had to change direction. But that never really changed that desire in me to inspire and inform and encourage people. It didn't go away. It allowed me to want to even do it more. And I looked at, you know, when I became a mom, that was a very serious thing for me. And I took that seriously. And now I just looked at it. OK, this is a moment where I'm going to just focus on this right now. But it never changed the direction that I wanted to go in. And here we are, where I'm able to talk to you all every Sunday morning, inform you and, you know, to share with you what's on my heart and the things that I want to do in the community. So that's what happens when you discover your purpose. You know, I wouldn't have this radio show. So I had a vision to create significance in our community and to create servant leaders. That's my big why and the big reason I do what I do every day. And the John Maxwell team and coaching and some of the other things that I do, those are just vehicles to help me to do that. And it allows me to really be around other people who will be able to support and work with me. So your purpose, once you discover what that is, it will keep you focused. And it's the engine that drives your leadership. You know, John Maxwell talks a lot about purpose. And he says, when we find ourselves, we find our purpose. And once you've done that, you're going to then lose yourself. So you find your purpose, you find yourself, you know who you are and whose you are. Then the next step in that is that you find your purpose, which then allows you to lose yourself, because your purpose is not about you. Let me just clear that up right now. The purpose that you have is not about you. It's partially about you because it needs you to get there to do what needs to be done, but it's really about other people. It's about putting other people before yourself. So whatever that call is on your life, just know that you're going to have to help someone else. You're going to have to leave your house. You're going to have to actively engage in our communities and in our society. Because honestly, ladies, there's and gentlemen, if you're and that are listening this morning, even though I'm speaking to my ladies today, honestly, there's a lot of work to do, and we cannot do it just from, you know, staying in our house all the time. We have to actually leave the house, go out and really communicate and see what the issues are that we can support. There are a lot of schools and a lot of, you know, homeless people. There are a lot of things in our community that need to be addressed. And we are positioned to take the baton and do something about it. We have to give it effort, whatever our passion is. We need to make sure that we give that effort. It's going to require some uphill challenges because it's worthwhile. And once you get to that top, okay, you do what you need to do, then you still have work to do. You're never finished working. There's no such thing as retirement. I know there's a word that we use and it's time for you to leave your job after however how many years. You go sit down, you play some golf, you retire to Florida. But that's great to rest, but there's too much to do for us to just sit back and retire. So I say retirement is when you are, people are at your funeral and they're speaking over your casket. That's retirement. So if you're still breathing and you're alive, you can do something, no matter how small that is. The third part of the P that's really helped me in my life is passion. And passion is a great energizer. You know, the more excited you are about what you're doing is the more you can get everybody else around you to become excited. So, you know, you've prayed, you know your purpose, and you need passion. Because if you have no energy, how are people supposed to join in with you? You cannot, by the way, accomplish your goals on your own. You will need help. You will need power partners. You will need to utilize your resources in order for you to accomplish that purpose and those goals that you have. So you need passion. You need to have energy. You need to be engaging. You need to, you know, talk it up, show it. Whatever it is that you're passionate about, we need to know. Because we could be passionate about a lot of things. You know, I'm passionate about, you know, cooking. I'm passionate about reading. But those things are temporary. I'm speaking about the things that are going to impact someone's life for a long time. When you're not here, that's what I'm talking about. Your passion is so good, it's so high, it's so great, that when you are no longer on this planet, you've left the legacy that someone else can carry that on for you. Whether that's your family member, your child, a business partner, someone that you come in contact with, that passion has transferred itself onto someone else. Once you discover your purpose in this world, the question is, now what? What do you do? You've discovered your purpose. The next step is to share your passion for it with the world. Ladies, this is March Madness. And, you know, we talk a lot. They talk a lot about, you know, basketball. People sit in front of their television all day long watching lots of basketball. College basketball is huge. And people are very passionate about that. But as I've shared, you know, I am purposefully wanting to inspire and empower others through my skills. But the biggest focus that I have is the legacy center that I want to have. And, you know, as that comes out more, I'll talk a lot about that, about what the legacy center means to me, what it looks like in my head. Let's just say this. It's why I do what I do every day. I can literally see the space. I know who's in the space. I know who I'm with. I know what I'm doing. So I'm really passionate about it because I want to be able to share it with others. And look for those people who can support me on my journey to accomplish this goal that I have and this purpose that I was called to do. This is what I've been called to do. I'm passionate, as I mentioned, about a lot of different things. You know, the country that I'm from, you know, I'm from Jamaica. That's a huge passion for me. The food that I like to make and make sure people eat it. That's passionate. But as I said before, those things are all temporary. That is not enough to get you to where you need to be. With passion, as I said earlier, you need to be energetic. You need to be able to transfer your passion to others. You really need to ask people for help, especially if you believe in what you believe in. You know, you want to ask others for help and say, listen, I need your help to do this. I need you to stand with me. And once you're energetic and passionate about it, people will be willing to stand up with you and be able to be there with you. So, as I've mentioned earlier, you need passion and you also need to know what your purpose is. So we're going to go to another quick break and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about my favorite P, and that is perseverance.